Okay, Cosmos, we'll try again here. The Vaughan Pribram thing. God help me. Last time was a problem with the microphone. So, and I thought it was great. Anyway, I think this is worth taking twice because it should be drilled into my intelligence and consciousness here. So, asking, begging for inspiration and intelligence from above. So, anyway, Pribram's book and his written for neurologist people, so the language is not that much for us ordinary mortals. But let me just try to also not to bore you. With heavy scientific talks. Give a brief summary of how I understand these theories of Pribram and Vaughan, because I sincerely think that they are hitting the truth here somewhere. Now, Pribram explains how and this I understand is generally accepted as proven fact that when the light shines on the retina of our eye, and an image is sent from the photoreceptor cells there in through the optic nerve to the brain cortex. (Clears throat) It's not so that each neuron, brain cell, receives the signal from one eye cell only. It rather picks up a perception field meaning a larger part of the retinal image then as a multitude of little waves, light beams you could say, each one with its own frequency and phase and amplitude, those are then mixed and this seems to also be an accepted fact. Now, if you have several different waves that you mix, what do you get? Will you get an interference pattern? And again, Pribram could show that this follows nicely the mathematical principle of Fourier transforms, which now, a Fourier transform is a mathematical formula, you could say, or principle expressing the way that, for instance, all the light waves in a room interfere with each other and combine into essentially one wave. Creating a pattern of interference, which is what is stored in a hologram. In other words, Bohm, or as Bohm found, there is this principle in nature that can be mathematically described by that function of Fourier transforms. I'm not a mathematician, those of you who are know much better than I. Suffice to know is that they found a way that light waves interact that can be described mathematically, and then that mathematical formula can be used to actually construct a hologram digitally. Much like you can create 3D graphics in a computer program and light it up with ray tracing to produce an image, you can, by using a different algorithm, produce a holographic image, a hologram that, when lit in the right way, will, as holograms do, show a 3D image. In fact, holograms were originally invented by the so-and-so through mathematics. And then only later put into practice to produce holograms. Some of those mathematicians are pretty smart. So then that same principle in nature, you could say, as we find in a light field, but also correspondingly in other forms of sense perception, such as sound, touch, and so on, according to Pribram. Then, well, according to his theory, get processed in the same way, using the same mathematical principle, which makes sense. So the outside world and the inside world, the image of the outside world that we get in our brains, are technically using the same principle, which also makes sense to me. So when David Bohm talks about his implicit and explicit order, which is there at the foundation of his holographic cosmology theory, he means that there is an energy field which contains the information in the form of waves in different frequencies of everything that we see around us in the outside world. This resembles the light field which is here in your room and where every point in this light field of this room contains a full image of the visible room. So when you make a hologram, or a photographic picture, you snap either a 2D image to cut out of this light field, or as in the case of a hologram, a 3D image, meaning you sample many points in that light field, allowing you to see it from different directions. If you could follow that, then we can see that the explicit order that Bohm talks about here would, in our analogy, correspond with the hologram or the holographic image. Which is the one that is visible to us. While the light field itself is unmanifest. All the information is there, but you could say that it's visible and touchable and audible form that makes then up our physical world is there in latent form. But then turns into a visible image when processed by our senses and our brain. Much then like a hologram is. Oh, I don't know if this makes sense. Now, what makes it very interesting is that Bohm, as well as the other founders on quantum physics, clearly said that they saw this physical, this world, this existence, not, you know, as including, you know, the physical and consciousness as a oneness, as just different sides of the same energy. And when we speak about consciousness, we actually mean ourselves. And they said consciousness is fundamental. What does that mean? It does not mean that there is a consciousness somewhere out there at the bottom of the universe if we look very far out with our telescopes. The foundation is in us who are conscious. So Bohm found, he claimed, that in this implicate order there is an information structure, just as there is an information structure in the light field. Containing all the information for all the forms we see around us. All the beauty and technical structures that we see in this world. All that is of course not random, but a structure containing and maintaining a specific information, namely about how the tree should look like in our body now and next second and as we grow and all that. And now every little piece of our body and the world around us should hold together all this energy, vortexes and dynamics at every moment, and not just disperse all around randomly. So that makes sense, an information structure.